Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Is it recording?
No, it is. Green cool. Means testing. We're fine. Red means testing. We're recording.
Look at you. You're getting good at this, Ash.
I know, there's so many things.
You're like a little producer.
We're having way too much fun.
We don't even need you, Mark. Just kidding.
I don't know. There's so many. I don't even know what these like.
Wait, let's just leave
what
it
does
in
this
there.
Do?
Oh my god.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to the podcast.
You know what? Remember last week we were like, what should we call it? Someone wrote and said we should call it the Closet Chronicles.
Closet Chronicles.
It's pretty epic.
Oh my God, that it just makes me think of Chronicles of Narnia.
Well,
it was also
which
in a closet.
Also, yes.
Yes. Actually, oh we're going to be technical. A wardrobe, but yes, a closet.
Oh. What is the difference?
Magical things happening in closets.
Is a wardrobe not what?
I don't know.
Is a wardrobe not attached
to like
a
wardrobe is like one of those upright standing Beauty and the Beast kind of closets.
That's cool.
Whereas we're in like a walk-in closet more, you know.
Yeah.
You get it. They get it. I need to stop talking.
If you are like, why are they in a closet and somehow live in like a hut somewhere where you've never seen the news. We're currently quarantined.
Along with the rest of the world.
The rest of the world is pretty much quarantined too.
But we're doing our part.
Yeah. And you know, I will say like, I feel like the initial shock has like
gone.
People have realized like it's a serious thing. We need to do our part.
Finally.
So now it's like, okay, we are stuck in our houses. So like, how do we now survive?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'll tell you how. Podcast. Listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Preferably.
Have you told people about us yet or what?
I know.
I'm just a jealous girlfriend.
That's what we're saying.
Have you told everyone you're committed to us yet? Wait, where's the...
That was the wrong one.
Which one's the one?
This is why Taryn doesn't control these things.
Anyways, Mark's going to be like, I was hoping they never found out what those did.
What those were. They're so pretty, though.
You guys are like not going to guess what we have to say right now.
We're just like busy boss ladies over here.
I honestly was not sure if this day would ever come.
You know, I was like, it was offered to us and I was like, well, Taryn and I are very single and very much in the dating world. So you could not have found a more appropriate podcast to work with.
Yes.
And I mean, obviously like most of the content we talk about is relationship stuff anyways. So We're really a perfect fit here.
We are. But I feel like podcasts that I listen to that I'm like so impressed with, like they have sponsorships where it's like this episode is sponsored by, and
they
I'm like
with them too.
This is insane. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, shut up, just tell us.
Drum roll, please.
Please tell us, Ash.
We are sponsored by Bumble.
Dang it.
Come on, Darren. This is never, when it does work, guys, please applause for her. Turn that off.
I'm so sorry. I thought that was a clap one.
We didn't mean to laugh at ourselves.
No, we're actually really pumped.
That. We're actually really pumped that Bumble even reached out to us in the first place. So we're really excited. If you guys do not follow us on socials, first of all, get on it.
What's wrong with you?
If you are committed to us the way we like to imagine that you are, then you should be following us on socials already. And if you haven't, first of all, go do that. If you have, hopefully you guys saw our posts and were able to write in some of your own Bumble experiences. We're going to get to that later on in the episode.
God, so
it's
going to
be so much fun.
It's funny because like, it's not even like we had to like fabricate anything. Like Ash said, like we were like dating app, like people connecting with people. Hi, that's like literally what we talk about every
that
week.
That is all we do every single week.
But I have learned a lot about Bumble. So like, obviously, we said we're super pumped to be partnering with them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just like kind of wrap out a couple of things I've learned.
Hit the spiel.
And then we'll like get into this episode, which, you know, we'll have plenty of Bumble throughout it.
So much.
But it's really cool because what I've been so, I guess like awestricken by, is that the right word? In awe of?
In awe of.
Does that mean the same thing? I'm smart.
You said awestricken. I just heard ostrich.
Okay. Well,
I don't know why.
We both went to college, by the way. Just want to throw that out there. No, it's been so cool seeing like all of these brands and companies doing just like really cool things to kind of like help come alongside like literally all of humanity, because every city, every country, like everywhere is dealing with the whole
thing.
Which
is weird, right?
Trying to beat this virus and trying to beat the whole like isolation problem. So it's really cool because Bumble is like totally trying to like address this. Mm-hmm. And their big thing is human connection. And so like, how do we, in this time where we're super isolated, we're super alone, and with those two things can come things like depression and anxiety and all that. Like, how do we turn away from like hearing just like negative media, negative things, being scared, and find connection and be able to like be fulfilled in this time.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really cool because it's not just dating, which me and Ash, and I guess TK and Alicia, but we'll take credit. we coined a new term.
We
can
did.
You say, because you always say it weird.
I did it. So yeah, we decided that, you know, corn fling it should be a thing.
It's so funny.
And just in case you didn't hear me correctly, or you thought I said corn fling,
no,
I said corn fling.
It's a fling that happens in quarantine.
a corn fling. And yeah, we were just thinking, you know, people should know about that, and people should
start
should
using
the hashtag. So guys, if you are listening right now and you're like, wait, I'm currently in a corn fling,
you're welcome.
Use the hashtag.
You are welcome. But yeah, it's so cool because so during this time, like it's, but like what's cool is they're not focused on just dating, because some people are like, okay, well, I don't want to date, or I'm in a relationship, and maybe I've heard of a lot of couples that like they can't even be in the same place.
Yeah.
Like they're having a FaceTime, you know?
Yes. I follow, she's really cool. What is her name? Oh my God. I'm blanking on her name specifically, but she has a very poor like immune defense system. She has been through a lot of surgeries.
Uh-huh.
And her husband was currently traveling overseas, so they're isolated apart because he can't be near her.
Yeah.
So they took a picture outside the window, and she was
I'm
on the couch,
stop.
And it was like but it was beautiful because like they were doing their part, and he loved her so much he was staying away, and she like appreciated him because he was like thinking of that for her.
No,
and
it's beautiful.
It was like, it was really cool. It's really cool watching everyone step up right now.
Oh no, totally. And so like the biggest thing I've learned from kind of like studying up on Bumble, because like obviously they have so many cool things about the company. Like obviously it's the whole like women empowerment, right? Like mm-hmm. women make the first move.
Ladies
so
first.
Me and Ash are like, hi.
Straight yes. up, like Sadie Hawkins dance big in high fan. School.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did feel powerful during that.
I never had one, but if I did, I would have.
Oh, well, I'm gonna roll right past that. But also Bumble has a really cool feature where you can also go on just for friendships. Mm-hmm. Which I thought was so cool because like, okay, so for instance, the other day I was like typing, trying to figure out because I lost all my contacts on my phone.
Yeah.
So I'm typing with like the support person in Apple and all of a sudden we just got in this long conversation mm-hmm. because like we are in a time where I'm like, I haven't talked to anybody outside this house in so long, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So we sat there and just talked and like I did leave just feeling like, cool. Like she was so cool, you know?
Yeah.
So I think this is so important and I hope you are hearing me. If you are feeling like alone and isolated, mm-hmm. there are things out there like Bumble that are totally committed to creating connection. And that can look like literally whatever you need it to be.
Yeah.
You know, it can be ways to, connect with people because maybe you lost your job and you're like, I need to connect with people just to see what other opportunities are out there. Maybe you want to connect with a friendship. Maybe you've been wanting to date, but you're nervous. Well, this is a perfect time to like get to know someone just on a like internet basis. You know what I mean?
Platonic level.
Oh,
we're
totally.
Just chatting. We're just trying to like have a conversation here. We're not trying to have any other like intentions.
Yes. No, I fully.
In any way.
No.
Just keeping each other company right now.
Yeah. I love that. And they, so Bumble's like super committed to just safe, equal, healthy digital connections, which is like so cool. They also are rolling out like a lot of cool new things like Bumble DFH, which is like virtual dating. So it's like, you can do like a date from home, which I thought was
that is so fun.
Cute. It's a perfect necessity for your corn fling.
Yeah. It's exactly what you need. Actually.
I do hear corn.
I hear corn.
That's unfortunate,
but
I'm still sticking to it.
It's still, I think it's worth it.
It's
I think
a total
it's
thing.
Important.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just super cool. So I definitely would recommend you guys to check them out. And like I said, like whether that is for dating, which we're kind of going to talk about dating things in this, or whether it is just to connect with someone and to talk, because we as humans, like we literally need it. Like we thrive off of it.
It's very important.
And I don't know about you. I mean, we both have friends that are stuck at home by themselves. Like yeah. they don't live with people. So
yeah
you need to make sure you reach out.
One of my really good girlfriends, she's a type 7 on the Enneagram, which means she is the most outgoing. She's the most like, I need to get out of the house, I need to go do things. She's isolated alone right now. And I have been trying to FaceTime her, text her as much as possible. But yeah, she said she's been reaching out and connecting with absolutely everyone, even like old friends from home that she hasn't talked to in a long time. Like she's like talking to her neighbors, like mm-hmm. across the window, she's figuring it out. And I don't think she even really realized until now, like how important it is to have that communication every single day.
Well, and I'm like thinking back to all the stories that we've had sent in.
Yes.
There's so many where it's like, I have drifted away from my friends or I don't have a good relationship with my family. And so it's like, okay, if you are like going through a friend breakup and now you're stuck in your house, like how do you make new friends? Like there are, like you do need to get creative. So I don't, honestly, like I'm such a big fan because I think it's so cool just to see like, And like when me and Ash were like talking to the brand and just like kind of brainstorming like what we wanted this episode to be, to hear their like top people just talking about their hearts of like, we want people to not feel alone. Like we want people to know like there's things out there to stay connected. Like be aware if you're feeling sad. I know you felt the same, but we were just like blown away. And so of course we were like, heck freaking yeah. Like we want to be on board with this because we feel the same way.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't know about you guys, but when it's been a full year of me on, you know, the dating apps world.
Has it been a year?
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
And I, you know, in the beginning, like I didn't want to do it. I really thought I wouldn't need it. I didn't, you know, feel like this was something I wanted to like add into like the other apps that I check on my phone every single day. But it actually ended up being like something super fun for me. And it's not necessarily a super serious thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna lie, guys, this is the most prime opportunity to jump on something like this. I did this like a year ago. And I'm actually really grateful that I have it right now, because I'm just like, nothing else better to do. Let me hop on and see if I connect with anyone, you know? And it doesn't have to be this whole like, will I marry him? Will I not marry him?
God,
whatever
so
kind
pressure,
of situation.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, like, you bored too? Cool, let's chat. Like, that's literally what it is. This is not, you could not have found a better time to be hopping on to make connections.
Yeah. Oh no, totally.
Right now.
We are very much about it.
At home.
Yeah. So I kind of can relate to that. So obviously you guys know I've been single for like legit going on like 10 years. And I had become so used to being single. Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely think there is like a line you cross where you're too single.
I
just was so comfortable with it that I almost didn't have a desire to like even do it, or I was kind of like scared of it.
Yeah. Or it's kind of like, it's so stupid, but it's like the typical, like, you got to get back on the horse kind of
seriously
thing. It's a very real thing. If you haven't done it in a while, then you don't really remember necessarily.
Yeah.
Who talks first?
And do you think
should
it's
I
like
text
big?
Right away?
Yeah.
Like, you start overthinking everything. Yeah. And that's why it's good to like,
oh, full. I
keep
fully
communicating.
Agree.
Yeah.
I fully agree. So like my whole thing is I always said I would never do it. Right. Cause I was like so scared. And, finally, like some of my friends were like, just do it. Like, even if it's just to practice, like talking to someone. And so I was like, okay, fine. So I did it. And the whole like creating a profile was very interesting because you become very aware of like the things that you actually are really proud of and want to like show off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus like stuff that you might've thought was important.
I
you know,
no idea. Yeah.
Like I was even like answering like, how do you put your bio together? I was like, oh my God, I have like 20 to 100 words or whatever it is, you know? And I'm like, how do I like show I'm smart and funny and I like Legos and I like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's just a fun experience to kind of like wrap up, like, how do I present like the best version of myself? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyways, so I did my first date. I was like terrified, right?
She was.
But it was cool because like, I had already had conversations with him, right? So like I had already built up a rapport to where I was like, oh, okay, like I kind of get a feeling of who he is. Like we banter well, like blah, blah, blah. So then when I went on the date, I was still super scared, but like we already had things to talk about because we had already connected. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went on a date and what I took away from it, because like obviously still single, but what I took away from it was that I was like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
And it was like, and yeah, I'm hot. Like I have good conversations. Like I made him laugh the whole night. Like I can do this. You know what I mean? And so it is, there's something about like when these people are like coming in and they're like liking you or whatever, and you're like initiating the conversation. It's exciting and it like builds your confidence to just be like, yeah, like I have a lot to offer. Cause there's times where like, I would be like, the only person I really talk to today is my dog, who, by the way, is currently sitting in my lap.
Looking like a cute little
He's
peanut.
So cute. But yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I would definitely recommend, because I've always been one of those people who's like, I will never. But it is like, it is cool to like connect with people. And especially if you're like me, where I'm like paranoid about everyone, it's like you connect from a distance and you kind of can vet out like, okay, can we like have good conversations? And then by the time you're comfortable, then you're like, okay, let's like meet. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's a cool experience, but
yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today.
You can do this when you Angie that.
But we've both done it, and we are currently... Are you talking to anybody right now?
Not currently, but I'm sure it'll come back. yeah, I had a very similar experience. I've actually really grown to like and really enjoy the dating app world for multiple reasons, but one of them being like, it doesn't, because it's not a serious date, like if you don't have anything going on, like you can easily get like plans on a Friday night.
Oh no, it's true.
It's not, it's like, oh, I'm kind of, I feel like I've been in a funk lately. I need to get out of the house, whatever. And I say that in like the best way, because I mean, I was trying to think of exactly which story I wanted to share with you guys, but there is one specific one where I think me and the guy both had a great time, because I know we did, because he wanted to like get dessert after. So
that's a good
sign. Cause it's like, okay, well you're not sick and tired of me. And I like enjoyed talking to him too, but like by the end of the date, I remember being like, I don't know how I feel about him. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, no, I don't think I could see myself with him. And then, so when we said goodbye, like I didn't want to kiss him or anything, cause I didn't want to like lead him on.
Yeah.
And I think he might have felt the same way, cause I literally never heard from him again.
Oh my God. Yeah. But
I had the best time. Like it was still a great time. It wasn't a bad experience.
Yeah.
And like, I know like if I ran into him walking on the street, cause he lives out here.
Oh gosh.
I know if I ran into him, it'd be like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
like,
no, totally.
There'd be zero hurt feelings in any way. I would just be like, hey, how's it been, bro? Like,
I love that.
Yeah, remember that one time? That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good Friday, right?
That was literally one of mine too. Like, I just knew when we hugged, it was like, this was fun.
I was like, but he didn't try to kiss me. Yeah. I wasn't trying to kiss him. I was like, yeah, I feel like this isn't going anywhere, but it was a mutual thing, but we still had like the best Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, she just tried to talk into her phone. I wish that you guys could see this right now.
Which, by the way, we've been getting a lot of comments that you guys want to watch us. We're still trying to figure out the whole video thing. So hopefully it'll get up soon.
Yeah, you know, maybe we'll figure it out. Maybe there's somewhere we can do it that's a little easier than the closet. But, you know, maybe this whole thing will blow over and we'll be back in our studio. And like, we don't know. Cross your fingers for us.
You never know. Okay, awesome. Well, we are going to get into a few things, but I know you had to turn it up last week were so sad that we forgot. So do you want to do that before we continue?
Yes, absolutely. Let me pull it up right now. I live for Turn It Up. If you guys don't know exactly what Turn It Up is a segment in our podcast where we basically took inspiration from Taryn Renee's life and all of the embarrassing, awkward things that she goes through, because guys, she's embarrassing. She's awkward sometimes. And we had you guys send in stories that are just like super embarrassing, super awkward, because sometimes the podcast gets a little serious and this kind of like breaks it up a little bit. So for today's Turn It Up segment, let me double check and see if she wanted to be
anonymous.
Get out, Taryn. That's not... That was a scary one.
You know what's going to be hilarious is if like only we can hear the sound effects. Literally. So like in the recording of the podcast, it's just silence and we're like, ah, ha, ha.
I don't think it's just us. I think the entire audience.
You think
is
I'm joking?
This.
I'm going to find
need
a
to
label
calm down
maker.
With these buttons.
They're okay. So fun.
Here we go. For this Tearing It Up, it is called, actually, you know what? I don't think I want to say the title because I think it gives too much away.
Ooh.
I'll tell you the title at the
okay,
end.
Okay.
Hello, Taryn and Ashley.
Hi.
I have a Tearing It Up to tell you guys. My name is Rachel. You can say my name. I don't care. So me and my best friend decided to drive 3 hours to the beach for a few days to stay in my family's beach house, which if I could, that's all I want to do right now.
Seriously. Why didn't we not invest in a beach house?
We could have self-isolated in a beach house. What were we thinking?
We suck.
Freaking messed up. Okay, anyways, continuing.
It's like raining. We wouldn't even be able to enjoy
Rachel's story. Our classes have been canceled and we wanted to get away for a little while because of Corona.
I feel you.
Most places are closed, including places with bathrooms, which you wouldn't think of during a road trip.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, because I bet I saw something today that was like they closed public parking lots.
they close a lot of public things, especially bathrooms. Like, you're in there touching everything.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's crazy.
So that makes, I mean, that, you know. Anyways, continuing on with her story, we keep stopping. About 2 hours into the drive, I couldn't hold it anymore and I needed to pee. It was dark outside, so I pulled over and started to pee in front of a billboard. This billboard is on the ground, not the kind that's high up. All of a sudden, there is a spotlight on me.
Stop it.
I look down and see the billboard lights flickering on. I thought that was kind of weird, but not too bad since there were only a few cars. I see two guys come from around the back of the billboard with a toolbox and a flashlight. I then realize that these were the workers who had come to fix the light on said billboard.
Oh no.
So there I was, crouched down, peeing with my bare ass hanging out and so embarrassed. The two guys then walk over and stand about 2 feet away from me with their flashlights shining on me. Feeling very uncomfortable, I pull my pants up and stand up only to realize that I had, all caps, peed all over one of their jackets.
Wait, are you serious?
I was in such disbelief, I stuttered. Sorry about that. And ran for my freaking life back to the car. I am writing this one day later and still can't believe this happened to me. I will never again pee in front of a billboard.
Oh my gosh.
This one is titled, Tearing It Up All Over Some Guy's Jacket. That was good. Oh my God.
Dude, Rachel, that's freaking insane.
I, you know what? Normally I would say I'm so sorry, but like, I'm so glad you went through that. That was hilarious. The world needs to hear that kind of stuff right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
Thank you so much for sending it in.
Thank you guys. That was good.
If you have stories similar, or you have old stories, or you have a friend that you know has a good story, like, tell them to send it in, or ask if you could send it in, or if you have the story, freaking just send it in already. Okay.
Yeah.
We need it. Cool.
All right. Well, before we get into our story, you know, we figured since we're a podcast that's all about giving advice, me and Ash would do a little giving advice to guys, or honestly, girls, you should listen to this too.
Anyone on dating apps ever.
Applicable. I never can say that word. That was good, huh?
Yeah, you did a great job.
Oh, shoot.
Taryn, okay. Stop.
Okay. But we just wanted to talk about some like do's and don'ts with dating apps. Mainly we'll talk about profile stuff, but other things too. Do you want to do don'ts or do's first?
I think let's just hit it all.
Okay.
Let's just go for it.
Okay. So the first thing, we honestly didn't prepare for this, so we'll see what comes up.
We're just going off the
top of my
top
head.
Of the head.
Top of the head. Oh, okay.
Tip of
I
the
have
hat.
A big one for me.
Okay.
So a lot of times, like, people will be like, you'll barely start a conversation and then they initiate, let's meet. Mm-hmm. And then they get upset if you don't want to meet right away. Mm-hmm. So I just, my biggest don't and do, it's hard to phrase it. I really think the how you start into a conversation is so crucial. For me, I want someone who banters well. I want someone who like doesn't, I hate when you ask a couple questions and then they just respond with like, yeah, but you're like, I asked you two
one
questions.
One word answers?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No. That is the time where I'm trying to figure out if I feel connected and safe to like, and actually meet up with you.
Yes.
So my biggest thing is like, don't rush being like, let's meet up right away.
Yeah.
And if someone is uncomfortable with that, like give them the time to like feel comfortable in conversation before you initiate hanging out.
100%. I told Taryn, already knows this, obviously she's my bestie and she lives with me. But I recently was supposed to meet up with a guy. We happened to have a lot of similarities. He kind of checked all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, this guy seems dope. He wanted to like have my number. And for whatever reason, I don't know why. I have no purpose.
That intuition, girl.
Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable giving him my number. And I said something very cute, very playful along the lines of like, oh, well, we have to talk on here a little bit more. Just making sure you're not a creep, like winky face kind of thing. Like I was very fun and playful about it. Not calling him a creep, just saying, hey, like I'm uncomfortable giving you my number. since we just started talking.
Oh, I'm hella protective of my phone number.
Very, very. And then he got a little sassy and was like, okay, well, I think it's creepier to like sit on here and just chat. So like, here's my number and hit me up when you're ready. And
literally, that's what those apps are for, is to chat and feel
this
a
is
connection
the safe
out.
Ground for us to communicate. So I literally, guys, didn't even open it. I was like, so I could see what he had said and was like, nope, bye. I'm
done.
Blocked.
With you.
Yeah. Over. Like, so this guy could have been a really great guy, but the way he worded that and the way he
didn't, like
didn't even give me a chance to explain that I was uncomfortable. Yeah. Don't do that.
No.
Just don't do it.
That's one of the things that makes it's safe, is like you have the power to just fully like disconnect from someone if you, all of a sudden you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that is the point, is you vet through people and see like, okay, does this flow? Does this whatever, before giving numbers? Like obviously with anything, like you have to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, every date I've gone on, I either have a friend tracking me, or I've had a friend straight up wait in her car in the parking lot until I was like, yeah, I feel comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's part of it, is conversation. So that's my first thing. Go ahead. What would you like to?
Another thing. I've seen multiple profile pictures, like first profile picture that you see of like a guy like sitting in his car, and it's clearly a Rolls Royce because it has like the stitching and the
and they've purposefully positioned their head to the side. They're,
not only are they sitting in a Rolls Royce, but the picture is of them with the head to the side, so you can see the RR stitching on the headrest. Douchebag, get out of here. Even if you're not a douchebag, that's a douchebag picture.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that you in general are a terrible person, but I'm just saying that's not a good profile picture.
I mean, unless you're looking for a sugar daddy, because you know those girls are like, oh hey.
Well, yeah, you know, maybe that will work for you.
Just not for you specifically.
Just not for me.
No, I definitely think photos. I don't really know, because obviously like I'm interested in guys, but I don't know what girl profiles look like. But
I've talked
to
guys about girl profiles.
I have.
Lots
so
of
we
cleavage.
Can give. Yeah, so I asked one of the guys I went on a date with, and he was like, yeah, he's like, the worst thing is most of the pictures are super inappropriate and super like sexual. And he's like, and for me, like I'm actually looking for something serious. And so for me, I'm like, I don't like the fact that like, that's just everywhere for everyone to see. And he's like, and automatically I'm like, oh, she's just looking for like maybe a hookup. So yeah. I was like, huh.
Which is fine if that's what you're looking for.
I'm going to have to take off all my booty bags.
Anyone who knows me knows that's like the last thing I would have on mine. But
yeah, so I think it's like being strategic. Some of the pictures I've seen, like the guy didn't even take the time to like shift the photo down so you could see his face. Like half of his head is cropped off.
Or
like,
he did that intentionally.
You know, maybe. Or they're like holding like a bloody, like
fish,
dying fish. And I'm like, that does not.
Tell me why that is such a like stereotypical, obviously straight man.
Yeah.
Cause that's what we're looking for. picture is like, they're like somewhere in the mountains. They went for a hike.
Yeah.
They're outdoorsy. They have a picture with a fish. They're holding a dog at some point.
Yeah.
And they have a picture with their mom all around.
Yep.
Good. That right there. Husband material.
Yeah.
I think that's what they think in their head. So that is
like, I could provide for you.
Yeah. That is the like, what I see most of.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Also, like, I get the like gym selfie to an extent. Like, you're showing, right, I like to work out, like you're proud of your body, like whatever. But if every single photo is a gym selfie or a shirtless gym selfie, I'm like, okay, bro, like,
yeah,
I'm not interested.
If the app only gives you 5 to 6 photos,
yes,
four of them can't be shirtless.
Yes.
It just can't. It just can't. You can have one, maybe.
Yeah.
And it would be very tasteful.
Another one. Why do they post pictures with other girls?
That is the question we all want answered.
I don't care if it's your cousin Renee. Cynthia.
I don't
have time to dig for that. I scroll through and I see you hugging a girl. I'm like, well, what?
And when the best part is when it's them with a girl or two and the caption's just like, good times.
I'm like, was it good times, Brad?
So you're not going to say whether that's next or not.
Who is this chick? I'm jealous already.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So maybe if you have girls in your photos or guys in your photos, if you're a girl, maybe just specify like, hey, this is my buddy Rick, or like, this is my best friend Susan, you know, or like sister or mom, you know, just like,
or just
make it clear.
Yeah. Make it clear or don't post them.
Yeah.
There's no in between. Another thing I would say is like, as far as like what you write about yourself, make sure that it is spelled correctly.
Yeah.
That there are like no spelling errors, that it's a sentence that flows. Like, you literally have these words to present who you are.
Yeah.
Just maybe read it over.
And this is coming from someone who is illiterate and can't spell for the life of her. Hop on a Word doc. Yeah. Like, type it into your phone in text messages first. Just see.
I agree.
Make sure that it's spelled correct. I literally handed it to Taryn and was like, is that correct?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure, like, I because if you don't, you just look like you like half-assed the entire thing.
Yeah.
And what does that make me think of you? You know?
Well, because in my mind, I'm like, okay, so these are, this is what he put together to show me that I should be interested.
Like, he took his time making that sentence.
Yes.
He chose that photo. This is his best self that he's putting forward. And if he can't spell the word like.
Yeah. Oh, no.
If he can't spell.
Literally.
Period.
This was like, this was a sentence I read one time.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I'm going to try to get it. I swam in a lake, wish a dead flashlight.
Wish a dead flashlight.
Swan. I not swam. I swam in a lake, wish a dead flashlight. I was just like,
not.
Jerry, who's 32,
I
or whatever his
I
name
literally
was.
Would have matched him and been like, can't fix swan.
I never taught me. My mom never taught me how to swan.
Oh,
no,
God.
Seriously though, it's just things like that. Also, I will say, I am very like, I take everything very seriously.
Yeah.
So if you write, I would say like whatever you put on your profile, if you're like, you know, like don't swipe if you clap at the end of a movie, like really make sure that's something you really don't want. Cause I'm not even joking. I've read it and I'm like, oh shoot, I do that. So then I exit. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't want him to be annoyed with me. Or like, don't clap when an airplane lands. Like, you know, when other people clap and get emotional, like I join in, you know?
Yeah. 100%.
So, yeah. I would say like, really make sure like, yes, this is something I want to represent myself. And then that's it.
Yeah. Something I would throw in a pic with you and your friends.
Yeah.
I don't think they should all be selfies.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if they're all selfies. It really is. But like, if they're not, if they're all the same kind of selfie.
Yeah.
For example, mirror selfie. You just look.
It's hard to.
Yeah. Into yourself.
Make sure there's a smiling photo.
Mm-hmm.
Also, guys, if you're bald, that's okay. Like, own it. But when you like wear a hat in every single photo, like that's what the girl is like. Oh,
is he bald?
So it's like, just show it. And then like that way it's like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I mean?
No secrets.
All of this to say.
Lay it all out there.
We just think, be it an honest version of yourself.
Uh-huh.
And make sure you represent like who you are.
Yeah. No, 100%.
We're all about it.
Mm-hmm.
We hope this helped you. We know it did.
And thanks for listening to our how to dating app correctly segment of the podcast.
Wish a dead flash.
We're really here, hope like rooting for you guys,
and
we just want you to make the best profile possible.
Yeah.
Oh, also, all the single guys listening, we're just trying to help you out. You know,
we're just trying to help you out. Wish your profiles.
Wish your profiles.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you,
I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into the story. Yeah, I'm super pumped. God.
Let me pull it up really quick.
Can I just say, you guys are like such... It's funny, like, we are not a podcast without you. Like, so much of our podcast is just... Mm-hmm. Our UA fam, which is so cool, and that's something we wanted to happen, so we love it. But it's so cool, like, we just shouted out, like, hey guys, like, send in Bumble stories, and like, boom, like, we just got flooded with them. So we're just super pumped that you guys are who you are.
You guys are genuinely the most dependable. I was like, oh, we need to record this pretty soon, we should definitely like reach out and see if anyone has anything. And you guys just freaking just stepped up and gave us your stories, and it meant a lot. And obviously I can't read them all. I am only able to grab one this time, so we have one lucky winner, but I do appreciate you guys so much for sending them all in. It was actually really fun to go through and read all of them. The story, we literally, I think Taryn and I need to do another dating apps episode. Maybe we should have a whole dating app series.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Some of the stories were just freaking hilarious. But yeah, this one is titled Bumble Story. Love it.
Perf.
Straight to the point. I mean, I didn't ask for fun titles. I was just like, hey, some of your Bumble stories.
Here's
a Bumble story.
I almost pushed a button and then I stopped myself.
I very much appreciate you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it again in case you forgot. Taryn Renee! I cannot.
I literally.
She needs to like face the other
side. You're going to find me in my room one day.
Just like beatboxing just with this. Just like making music, making jams. Anyways.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let me get to my story.
Okay, I'm ready.
Again, the story is called Bumble Story. And again, it starts off with, again, hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hi.
Hey, girl. My name is Liz. First, I want to say how much I, all caps, love your podcast.
Oh, we love you.
Liz.
Wait, what's her name?
Liz.
Okay.
The sweetest. It is so fun and I love listening to it every week. I usually save it for the weekend for reasons I will get to momentarily. Winky face.
Ooh.
Color me suspensed. Okay. So my Bumble story. I want to give you some proof that Bumble can work. It also has a weird coincidence and a couple of briefly disastrous moments, so it's a fun story to tell. Love her already.
I know.
I had tried a couple of dating sites before Bumble, before my best friend had actually begun to encourage me to try Bumble. I downloaded it and swiped through a ton, all caps, I love how she put ton,
yeah,
of profiles with her the night I got it. The next day, I matched with a super cute, let's call him Josh guy.
Ooh,
I love that it was the next day. Quick turnaround.
Yeah, good for you.
Snaps for Bumble. Good job. His profile.
I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
How do I turn these off? This is ridiculous. Let's call him Josh, she says.
Yeah.
His profile made me smile. We had a bunch of stuff in common and he just seemed super cool. So we started talking and we hit it off really quickly. He was funny and smart and we had even more in common than I originally thought. More importantly, I felt super comfortable with him super fast.
Love that.
Much more so than I did with anyone else on any of the other dating apps ever.
Oh, love that.
That's just a win-win, really.
No, you like feel it when it happens.
You're like, oh, wait, we're clicking.
That's when you start showing your friends like, oh my God, look at this conversation. He's so cute.
So to the weird coincidence, I looked him up on Facebook and found out that he was friends with someone I grew up with.
Oh.
Wow. That's a fun little coincidence. Yeah. When we friended each other on Facebook later, I asked him about this guy I grew up with, and it turns out they go to the same church and are in the same small group.
I love that.
It was so weird and so funny to me. My mom even called my friend's mom to ask about him, which helped me know Josh was not a murderer. That's what those things are good for.
Yeah.
After about a week of talking, he asked for my phone number. This is where the first brief disaster comes in. The day after I gave him my phone number, my phone died. And I mean, it was dead. Like the Apple Store couldn't bring it back dead.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I wasn't really sure where it was going, but that was like dead. So
Like it died.
It died right after I got to work at 7:30 in the morning. And so I couldn't text him until after 4 when I got home. He probably thought I was ghosting him and I felt so bad until I got home and was able to get on my Bumble account on another device to message him. We live about 2 hours apart, hence why I often save your podcast for the weekend. Get it?
Oh, because she drives.
That's currently. Congrats, girl. So we talked for about 4 weeks before we finally met up in person. That first date was so great. I was still really comfortable with him, and we made each other laugh, and he was just so cute in person.
Aww.
I'm the kind of person who definitely takes a while to develop feelings for someone. Girl, same.
I mean, like, same, but, like, no. I feel like I love you, like, right when I meet you. But then, like, in reality, there's, like, a phase in the beginning where I'm like, oh, my God, I love him so much. And then it's, like, I weed it out. And then I'm like, oh, shoot, like, I really like him. You know what I mean?
I hesitate pretty hard.
Yeah, you do.
But, anyways, back to Liz here. I'm the kind of person who definitely takes a while to develop feelings for someone. So even after a few dates, I wasn't sure if I liked him as a friend or romantically. I also tend to get scared when things get real. And it was starting to get very real.
Ooh.
I cringe thinking about it now. But the second brief disaster was we took a 2-week break from talking because I thought I didn't like him. Romantically, anyways. But after crying about missing him almost every single day in those 2 weeks, I reached out and we talked through how I was feeling and decided to give it another try. I love him.
There is something so crazy and strong about a guy. Because I've heard before, like, guys or girls that have had to do that, where they, like, doubt themselves. And then how the other person's able to be like, let's just talk it out. Like, because you would think, like, if someone was telling me, I don't know if I like you and I'm just struggling with that, my personality, I would be like shattered and be like, I can't. Oh my God. And it, like, run away.
It's hard. It takes a very mature person.
So mature and strong. I love that. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Josh?
Josh.
Mm-hmm. Big Josh fan.
We like Josh. I'm so thankful for his patience and kind heart. After that break, I ended up falling hard and very fast.
Aww.
We've been together for almost 7 months now, and I'm so in love with him. He's everything I could possibly ask for in a boyfriend. Whether you read this story or not, it was really fun to type it all out. Thank you for the amazing podcast. Much love, Liz.
I love that story.
Liz and Josh.
And what happened? They talked for how long? 4 weeks.
Good. I'm glad you remember that. I was like, that's a great question.
I was asking as, like, a suspense technique.
Got it. I see.
Like, hello, that's what we're talking about. Like, you need to build that connection.
Mm-hmm.
It is so powerful to, like, talk and then you feel like you have something to build on. So even if you're just looking for a friend, like, there's so much you can get from just, like, conversating with someone. You know what I mean?
No, 100%.
I love that story.
It was really good. That's I love cute. A happy ending.
It makes me want to jump on right now. Where's Mount Josh?
Should I read another one?
Oh my gosh, yes, please.
The second one, I wasn't planning on reading it. I just brought one as a backup, but this one's really short and it's also really cute too. So I figured I'd just read it.
Can you tell we're in like lovey-dovey moods?
Dude, 100%.
We want to hear all about the love.
I'm fully in this. Okay, this one again is called Bumble Dating Story. and let's get into it. She says, "Hey there, Ashley and Taryn.
Hi.
Hi. I absolutely love your guys' podcast. It's my go-to one to listen to. I hope you're all doing all right during this time, and this podcast every week definitely helps me, especially right now."
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Straight to the heart. Straight to the heart.
Literally, all we want to do is make everyone happy.
Just want everyone happy. Okay, back to you. Before I start, I'd like to stay anonymous. So, on to my story. I made a Bumble profile on a dare from two of my cousins.
Oh my gosh,
I wonder
love
how
that.
Often that happens.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm sure all the time. I fully intended to delete it after about a month or so because I was skeptical. Also, to note, I had never been in a real relationship or dated before this, and I was 20 years old at the time.
Ooh, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Like, this is her like
first
new
like
thing
dating
for,
experience ever.
Which is cool. Interesting.
After three dates that didn't go anywhere, I matched with a guy. Let's call him Max. It's a sturdy name.
I actually like Max. Mm-hmm. And literally, I think I've been on three dates, so this gives me hope that next one.
Everything.
No pressure.
Everything was clicking when we were chatting on Bumble. So we decided to give each other our phone numbers. The first night we texted, the conversation was going so well. We were getting to know each other more. And then I fell asleep.
Lol, that's you.
It was probably like 8:45 or 9 p.m. at the latest. If anyone knows me, I can fall asleep really, all caps, really easily. And I tend to fall asleep early. I get a message from Max later that night. In quotes, "Talk to you tomorrow after work if you're still interested."
He was
I see
fishing.
Where she's going. He was like, yeah. "Are you ghosting? Is this is this not going
That's
anywhere?"
That's what's hard because a lot of times that does happen.
It does happen. Like, so I understand his concern.
Yeah.
I had woken up around 2 a.m. and I felt so bad that I just left him hanging, but also funny because it's so typically me. Anyway, I texted him back to let him know I was definitely still interested and that I had fallen asleep easily. All was well, and we continued to talk later the next day. Fast forward a couple days, and we went on a date and had such a great time. We just walked around a big park in the area and talked for 4 hours.
Love that.
The moment that I remember the most was when he asked if he could hug me at the end of the date.
Oh, cute.
It was so sweet, and I'm grateful that he asked because I'd never been much of a hugger. We went on to another date 2 days later. And towards the end, he asked me to be his girlfriend. Dang.
Wow.
Max knows what he wants.
Wow.
I know. It was super fast. But we talked about it. And he was originally thinking maybe he'd ask me the next week after our couple dates. However, that would have fallen on the week of my birthday, which he didn't want to do that. So he ended up asking me on our second date.
Cute.
I'm so glad I decided to make my Bumble account because we're still together. It'll be 2 years this summer.
Oh my God.
If you happen to see this story, thank you guys for reading it. The end. I almost read her name I and like, I caught myself.
I literally was like, don't do it. Don't
I know.
Do it.
I felt it. Everything in my head like was about to read it out. And then I was like, anonymous. Can't do it. But Taryn, Renee, get
That's
out.
The one I wanted.
Wait. Stop it.
Listen.
No. Guys.
Dude, Ashley just
quarantine.
Got full Nance on her.
Quarantine is taking over and Taryn's losing it.
She put her hand over the buttons and looked up at me and went, stop it. No.
She's pressed. You've pressed it at least 8 times.
Okay, but we're going to take a poll.
I'm thinking for the people. The people don't
want to
hear
love it.
No, they're over.
I guarantee if we take a poll,
it
they're
was funny.
Like
it
more
was funny.
Sound effects.
No, it was funny the first 3 times.
No,
8 is too
I fully
much.
Disagree. Everyone's on
Pick
my
a side,
side,
people. Pick
Everyone's
a side.
On my side. This was, honestly, I love this episode.
Yeah, this
Should
is a
just
great
keep
episode.
Talking?
That's just what I'm good. Saying, guys. We can start a whole series on this.
Whole series. Also, closet. Closet. Oh my gosh. I'm just.
Chronicles.
Closet Chronicles. Going strong. Ish. Ashley doesn't want to hang out with me anymore. But
we'll never die. It's fine. I can't with the buttons.
I realized that last week I didn't end with a dad joke. And to all my dad joke team out there, I'm so sorry.
You really let them down.
Karen. I did. I honestly really did. And I felt it.
The whole podcast suffered because of that decision.
I know, Ashley. Ready? Mm-hmm. How do celebrities stay cool? Don't look at it.
I'm not looking at it.
Okay. Are you going to guess or do I just
I can't. I don't know.
Because they have many fans.
God. I'm not joking. I've been waiting the whole episode to do that.
Oh, that was my God. Perfectly timed. Perfectly timed.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, I actually approve of that button. Because thank you. That was very well
I'm not
out.
Taking back any of my other ones.
Better take back
and
some
everyone has enjoyed this because of it. So,
guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Stay safe, yes. Stay healthy, do all mm-hmm. those things. And y'all, you better get on the Bumble app because yes. connection is important.
Oh,
and
it's so
it
important.
Has never been more important in our lives than right now when we are all self-isolating yep. ourselves at
so
home
true.
And going kind of crazy.
So true.
So yeah, download Bumble. It's super safe. It's super easy. And you can talk to some people and not feel so alone right now, which is important.
I freaking love that. Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to find it, like, go to your app store or you can head to our socials. We'll have some links and stuff that you can do
100%.
As well. 100%. But yeah, just please connect with someone.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be for love.
And guys, this isn't over. If you have stories that you would like to write in or yeah, share oh, and share yeah. with me and Taryn, please email us. Taryn, where could they email us at?
AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com.
I just felt like doing that.
I'm going to lead us out with the song. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Los Angeles.
We love you.
We love you. Oh,
God. I needed that. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.